Gimel. So mitzvah lekros is kula. Now that may seem obvious, you have to read the entire Megillah, but it's a machlokes tanoim, and the majority of tanoim cited in the Gemara to the conclusion of Rabbi Meir, who we paskin like, take the view that one does not have to read the entire Megillah. Perhaps it's optimal to read the entire Megillah, but maybe you could start at Ish Yehudi. Perhaps you could start at Achar Dvarim Me'ela Gidal HaMelech HaChashverosh et Haman. But the idea of mitzvah likros as kula, I think, gets to the fundamental nature of Kriyas HaMegillah, which is to say that all the events that transpired, large and small, and seemingly unrelated events, the removal of Vashti, which obviously stems from Perek Aleph, these were all, I think, a real manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha. Erenu velo ata, shirenu velo karov, that God works over what they would call in Hebrew tvach ha'aroch, right, and that the stage was being set in ways that nobody could have appreciated at the time. Or Mordechai Yoshev b'shar hamelech, what relevance Bigtan and Teresh would have. All of these things came to the fore. So really, the idea of, and this is something we'll dwell on throughout our presentation here of the Rambam's views of the Megillah. After all, there's Hilchos Megillah as opposed to Hilchos Purim. Megillah sort of has a defining element, and we've spoken about that. The idea of mitzvah likros as kula, there's not an extraneous detail. So we could well understand why many Tanaim would take the position that you don't have to read the whole thing, because you know, the events that were prologues, as it were, you know, seem, again, extraneous to the story. But we know that if there's one idea which is at the essence of the Megillah, you know, as the Gemara says, where's the remez to Esther in the Torah? Ephraim, where's the remez to Esther in the Torah? Vanochi, Haster panai, bayom ahu, al kol ha-ra'a, asher asa, that Hester panim, that idea of meitzitz min hacharakim, of God really peering in through the lattices and not making himself manifestly clear, that's part of what we celebrate, a major theme that we celebrate in the Megillah. A mitzvah alikrosa by Yom Uvalayla. As the Rav pointed out, this is based on the Gemara Megillah Daf Dalid, the idea that we read the Megillah twice is a very important principle, because the Megillah has aspects to it that, of course, are triumphant, like Yehudim Haytah Ora V'Simcha V'Sason V'Kar, and then there are aspects to the Megillah which are tragic. Akasi, at the end, after all, Avdei Achashverosh Ninhu. And the Gemara, in fact, cites two different psukim to justify the dual reading of the Megillah. One of the psukim is, of course, Laman Yizmer Chavod V'lo Yidom, Hashem Elokai Leilam Odeka, which highlights the triumphant dimension. On the other end of the spectrum, there's a dimension which is much more tragic. Yom HaMekra V'lo Ana Laila V'lo Dum Yali. So I've often suggested in the past that the reading Balayla is connected that tragic aspect. That's why we're still Sharoi B'tainis. And then the reading Bayom maybe relates, especially in the context of the Seuda and the Mishloach Manos and the Matanos Savyonim, because it's ensconced within the other mitzvos Hayom, the Simchas Purim, that the duality of Mikra Megillah expresses itself in two different readings. Chol Laila Kasha the Kriyas HaLaila, Chol Yom Kasha the Kriyas HaYom. That's just based on the simple Mishnah in Masachas Megillah that Mitzvos HaYom are Kasher Chol HaYom and Mitzvos HaLaila are Kasher Chol HaLaila. Now, here you get to a Machlokas Rishonim. Mevarech Chodim Kriyas HaLaila Shalosh Brachos Ve'elu Hein Berachat Shem B'Kenem Mecham Mishri Shem B'Tzav B'Tzvan Al Mikra Megillah. No controversy there. Then, of course, Shasan Isim Lavosin Ve'imahim Azman Hazeh. And then Shechianu V'Kiimanu V'Giyanu Lazman hazeh. Uvayom, the Rambam says, Eino chozer umivarech shachianu. Now, that was my Munios note here immediately. And the minig of many of the Balei Tosfos was, of course, to say the shachianu. And the way that they formulated it is because, after all, what about the mitzvos hayom? You have to have in mind for the seuda, etc. But another idea, the more ambitious idea that they present, is not just the technicality based on the other mitzvos hayom, but that if one really believes that ikar kriyasa bayom, Hayamim ha'ela nizkarim v'naasim. Zechira is, of course, a reference to Mikra Megillah. So hayamim ha'ela nizkarim v'naasim. So that would be extremely important. That would say that the primary reading of the Megillah is really the reading during the daytime. Is what if my analysis is correct, right? And obviously for the Rambam, this is not the case. The Rambam says don't make a shachianu, but just justifying the view of the Balei HaTosfos, right? The idea being that the primary theme of the Megillah is certainly, you know, La'udim haita ora v'simcha v'sason v'kar kein tialanu, is the triumphant aspect of it. In which case, of course, you would have to make a Shachianu on that reading because it's the primary reading. The Chiddush is that we still read it at night because, after all, you know, there is that element of Sharoi B'tainis, V'yasim el-Chachashverosh Ma, Salaretz V'yayayam, Akasi Avdei Achashverosh Ninu. One last point, just a little addendum here, that goes to Maimonides quotes the view of the Rav Yoah that the brachos should not be written to the Megillah because brachos are not written to the Sefer Torah either. So that, of course, will foreshadow one of the major topics that we'll develop and focus on over the next month, which is the idea, as we all know, that Megillah has a dual nature to it. Megillah nikreis igeres, but also nikreis sefer. So it's not an accident that the Rav Yoah said, oh, well, you know, if you don't have the brachos in the Sefer Torah, then one ought not to have the brachos in the Megillah either. Up there, and we will pick it up tomorrow with the bracha l'achareha haravis rivenu. Very fascinating bracha. The Rambam seems to leave it to Taras Minag. I will discuss our practice tomorrow.